In a quiet Encino neighborhood, surrounded by million-dollar homes, stands a unique house. Owned by Gila Milstein, this is no ordinary home. No single family lives here. Instead, it serves as a haven for dozens of cancer patients and their families in the Israeli community. Stand By Me offers comprehensive support, providing everything from support groups and sessions with psychologists and life coaches to yoga and meditation classes, hot meals and lectures on a wide range of topics. At the heart of this nonprofit is its president, Milstein, a Moroccan-born Israeli who immigrated to Israel at the age of 6. After graduating from the Rothschild Hospital Nursing School, she served as an officer in the Israeli Defense Forces. Together with her husband, Adam Milstein, the couple co-founded the popular Impact Forum and oversee the Milstein Family Foundation, supporting a wide network of charitable initiatives. Gila Milstein, however, isn't satisfied with simply writing checks. She is hands-on, playing an active role in the nonprofit, knowing all the patients, going daily to the center and participating in its events. The Israeli community is noteworthy for its depth of philanthropy, from organizations that assist children with cancer in Israel, to programs providing food for families in need, and those supporting the IDF, wounded soldiers and kibbutzim affected by the war. The community consistently demonstrates a commitment to caring for others. But with so many nonprofits competing for the same donations, it can be challenging for smaller organizations to survive, especially after the October 7, 2023 attack on Israel, which increased the demand for donations. Yet Milstein and her team of volunteers remain undeterred, making sure that no cancer patient is left without support. "We really have amazing volunteers," Milstein said. "Some go to patients' homes to help their children with homework, drive patients for their treatments, and we have professionals like Siggy Cohen, a psychologist who continues to give lectures over Zoom even after moving out of the city. Some patients who have recovered even volunteer themselves, eager to give back. We have two women who are cancer survivors giving lectures," Milstein said. "They have developed methods to approach illness in a positive way, rather than seeing it as a death sentence. Maintaining positivity during this battle is so important because there is a direct connection between mind and body. The number of cancer patients seeking services at Stand By Me has grown in recent years. While some people previously felt uncomfortable asking for help, concerns about the economy and a desire for community support have drawn more people to the center. There has been an increase in people reaching out partly because they've heard about what we offer," said Milstein. "For many patients, getting a second medical opinion is crucial but can be very expensive. Through our partnership with Rofa Cholam Cancer Society, they can receive one at no cost, helping them make informed treatment decisions. The economic situation today is difficult, and families need support. Any help is important when someone is sick. The support Stand By Me offers goes far beyond what money can buy. It is not just about transportation, meals, or free services. They gain a community. People sometimes don't feel comfortable accepting help, but once they start coming here, they realize just how supportive and protective this environment is," Milstein said. Several restaurants and catering services also offer support, including Our Big Kitchen, OBK, a kosher catering service on Pico Boulevard that provides weekly hot meals for any patient or family in need, and Tel Aviv Restaurant. Over the past year, some Stand By Me patients have passed away. Yet the nonprofit continues to support their families, providing challah and wine for Shabbat and hot meals. Support groups and psychologists are also available to help them cope with their loss. The volunteers' dedication goes beyond routine tasks. They meet for coffee breaks with the patients, have parties at the center, and prepare warm meals tailored to each family's needs. "We remain in touch with their families and provide ongoing support," Milstein said. "We also run support groups and continue delivering hot meals, challah and wine on Fridays for at least the first year, or until families tell us they no longer need them. Through this combination of practical help, emotional care and community engagement, Stand By Me has become more than a nonprofit. It is a lifeline and a source of hope for families facing the most challenging moments of their lives." Niza Hacker Sprung, who has been volunteering for the past 3 years, lost her first husband, Benny, to cancer 16 years ago. Looking back, she said she now realizes how much an organization like this could have helped her and her husband during that difficult time. I didn't have this kind of support, and I couldn't talk to anyone in Hebrew, my mother tongue, about his situation. Now I understand how much I needed that, she said. Volunteering has helped her as well. When I go to people's homes on Fridays to deliver the challah and see their smiles, it makes me feel so good to give back to the community. I want to hug them and give them strength, but they are the ones who lift me up. It gives me such satisfaction. One of the most important services Stand By Me provides is access to a second medical opinion. For many patients, this can be critical, but it is often very expensive, said Milstein. Through our partnership with Rofa Cholam, patients can receive a second opinion at no cost, helping them make informed decisions about their treatment. Beyond that, they discover a supportive network, people who care for them, help their families and treat them like part of a larger community. Visiting the center, between the cozy living room chairs, yoga classes, warm meals and volunteers dedicating their time, a supportive community has taken shape. One that holds people up during the hardest moments of their lives. For dozens of families, it is not just a place to receive help, it's a place that reminds them they are not alone.